The other point is also that this is not new. From our first speaker under dispensation, we saw complaints about bias. Even if we go back to the late Right Honourable Alajiti, the then opposition complained bitterly about him, but subsequently went round to nominate him for a second term, when even the ruling party had chosen a different person. So these are all part of what we can see in any democracy. So I don't think we should be too worried. I am all for the opposition fighting for a space for their voice to be heard. But in all situations, I don't think it affects or it endears our democratic system. So it's very good. It's healthy. Whenever anybody wants to use the legal system, whenever they want to trigger anything, let us go about it. If they succeed, then it is all well and good. If they don't, at least it tells us that we have checks in the system that will ensure that everybody plays according to the rules. So right. I am not too worried about what is happening.
It's interesting. You said you are not too worried, but there are a lot of people who are worried, especially when they see the members of parliament who are supposed to be honorable people behaving in such a manner.
It is when people are breaking the law, when people are threatening assault, that I will be worried about. But when people threaten to walk out, when people even threaten to take people to court, when people threaten to trigger constitutional provisions, even to remove key officials of the parliament, I'm not too worried about those. We should encourage it. We should be happy with such development. It shows us that we are serious about our democracy. It shows us that we care about whatever happens in there.
Under threat of possible impeachment of the speaker by the minority, Mr. Odrejaku emphasized that the minority will not succeed and urged them to use other means to ensure maximum cooperation.
I know for definitely that they don't even have the numbers to succeed. They may trigger it, but succeeding is another thing. I believe there are very experienced people in the minority. The leadership is very experienced. They understand the system. I consider it as a threat. I don't think they will do that. And even if they do, I know they will not succeed. But then, let me say categorically that it is oftentimes that what we see about the parliamentary practice from the outside is not what pertains when you engage them in their deliberation. In fact, they work together as a team. So I know if it comes to that point, there will be level heads in all sides that will bring parties together and they will find a way out. But I don't in any way or shape foresee situations that they will go ahead, trigger that. And even if they do, as they are said, they will not. I think it will not be good for them to even start something they know they will not. Except they want to do it for, just to show to the public that we have this power and we are doing it. But when you know that you're going to do something that is not going to be successful, what's the point in going about it? When you can use other means like for greater cooperation than as we are seeing.
You heard governance expert Fred Odrejaku talking to Bubu Klinogo, and we'll be going